the sounds of the explosions increase as we get closer to the Italian base in Al-Mansouri one January morning. The firefights along the blue line have grown more intense. When the exchanges of fire are close like this, all UNIFIL personnel, military and civilian, must stay inside UN bases. So the scheduled patrol by Italian peacekeepers this morning have to wait until the situation gets calmer. After 2 hours, the patrol gets the permission to start and we accompany them on a patrol in their area of operations, the southernmost area along the Lebanese coast.
Bordeaux, qui Havana, inizio movimento, pazzo.
Havana, qui Bordeaux, ti dicevo forte e chiaro, pazzo.
Every day, UNIFIL peacekeepers navigate the volatile areas along the blue line. Previously, UNIFIL's Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations, Colonel Manuel Regis, explained why these patrols are so important.
By being visible and present in the south, whether we are patrolling with the Lebanese Army Forces or independently, we aim to build a sense of security among the people. This has become even more important since the exchange of fire began here on October 8th. As you can imagine, UNIFIL's patrol system has been completely adapted since the beginning of the conflict.
Corporal Domenico Scialla of UNIFIL's Italian contingent explains what some of these changes have meant for peacekeepers patrolling on the ground.
Operating in a complex and volatile environment that is posing security risks and hindering effective mandate fulfillment, the peacekeepers' freedom of movement is crucial at this time as we work to restore security and stability along the blue line. We continue to pursue the mission and its activities, although with a slight adjustment in response to changing circumstances. Villages have emptied, people are more afraid, but our presence on the ground often reassures them.
The current conflict along the blue line is dangerous not just for the people living nearby, but for peacekeepers as well. Even as they patrol to restore stability and security for residents, they have to be mindful of their own security in an unpredictable situation. After all, peacekeepers cannot help others if they are injured themselves. Lieutenant Mattia Reno of UNIFIL's Italian contingent gives us more details.
If there is indirect fire action, we act according to the UNIFIL guidelines, depending on the situation. Tell us how we should proceed with the activity. If there are light fire actions, we receive the order to re-enter to the nearest base. If the fire actions are more intense, we fold inside the bunker of our base. When the fire stops, we continue with our patrol.
UNIFIL and its peacekeepers continue to implement their mandated tasks under UN Security Council Resolution 1701, and patrols are a critical part of that. They continue also to do their best to support the people who remained in their villages during this difficult time. Lieutenant Reno again tells us about the strong bonds between peacekeepers and the people in South Lebanon.
The local population has always been friendly to us. The villagers here are in favor of our presence. We also conduct projects and activities in healthcare, education, energy, water and more, in support of the communities we live and work in despite the current situation. When we are conducting our patrols during this current conflict, we notice that the villagers who did not leave their homes feel assured seeing us between them and on the ground.